Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
61
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
61
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
57
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
57
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
57
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
55
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
55
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Clear.
55
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Clear.
57
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Clear.
61
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Clear.
66
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 11 hundred hours.
Clear.
70
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours.
Clear.
72
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours.
Clear.
73
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
73
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 15 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
75
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 16 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
79
degrees.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours.
Clear.
77 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours.
Clear.
75 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1900 hours.
Clear.
73
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours.
Clear.
68 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours.
Clear.
66
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
WADW KC8YVF. We'll go ahead and get started. We'll see if Dave, who's supposed to be net control tonight, makes it in here this evening, but I'll get the net started. Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, and I'll be acting as net control for this evening's net. The set meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or announcements for the net. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or are in and out. Please call now.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick in and out.
Thank you, Rick. I have you in and out. Any other in and out mobile or short time stations?
KFA, GDA, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha, Tom and Birch Run, in and out, 73, back to net.
Thank you, Tom. I have you in and out. Any other in and out mobile or short time stations? Okay, we'll continue on to Echolink. Do I have any Echolink stations for the net? Call now. Okay, hearing none, we'll continue with regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the net? Call now.
This is KF8, EDQ, Mike, and Saginaw on traffic.
Well, this is Kilo Echo 8, Alpha, Zulu, November, Greg from Beaverton, Michigan. No traffic.
KADAZ, many, but no traffic.
This is KD8MMH, Mike, Carlton Township, no traffic.
This is KEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa Romeo, and a KPR, Bob, Franklin Township, no traffic.
Okay, let me run down the list that I have of the in and out stations I had. KC8, VOA, KFA-GBA. Those stations were in and out. From the regular check-ins, we have KF8EDQ, KE8AZN, KD8PAZ, KD8MMH, NAEUI, and NAKPR. Do I have any additional check-ins or corrections for the net?
This is N8NTN, Doug, Beaver Township.
Okay, we added Doug. Do I have any additional check-ins? Okay, we'll get started with the net. This is Ron. I'm taking the place of Dave. It looks like he's not on the net tonight or not available for this evening's net. Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone had a good holiday weekend so far. Looks like part of the week got some storms, some severe weather, some tornado warnings. Detroit had a EF2 tornado. I believe we're up to like 29 for the year or something like that. So we're closing in on our record that we set last year and still have a few months to go here. So, but I hope everyone fared out okay and everything was well for you. For me, I was out of town when all of that happened, but I did get updates from the National Weather Service, postings and pages and things, even though I was there and I was monitoring the situation from through Echolink and from radar and information that I had from Ohio where I was. All right, we're going to start at the top of the list, the KF8EDQ, Mike, and standby Greg, KE8AZN. Good evening, Mike.
KC8YVF, KF8EDQ, yeah, thanks, Ron. I'm back home from my camping trip up on the Asabo River. I had a great time, used up all my radio battery playing FT8, and I did well. I did like two POTA activations, and yeah, I had an absolute blast. Can't wait to do it again, not this coming weekend, but the weekend after. It'll probably be my last camping trip of the year. So yeah, I'm gonna change up my power settings, and I'll probably be able to operate a lot longer. So other than that, not too much to report. I'm happy to be back home and showered and all that, because just the way that it is out there. But the weather was perfect. High of 75 degrees, and lows got close to about 50 degrees at night. So it was pretty chilly in the morning. KF8EDQ, back to net.
Well, I'm glad it was kind of chilly where you guys were, where I was in southern Ohio, about 10 miles north of Cincinnati. It was mid-90s all week, so it was quite warm. And heat indexes averaged between 100 to about 105 for the time that I was there, with the exception of Sunday when I headed home. The temperature was 30 degrees cooler, so it was a welcome change to come home than what it was while we were there. Okay, next up on the list, we have KE8AZN. Greg, stand by, Minnie. Good evening, Greg.
Well, good evening to everybody, and it's always good to hear you out there, Mike. Thank you for your message earlier today. Other than that, not a whole heck of a lot going on here. I went ahead and did some yard work, and then I have my wife's sister up here this weekend, and she was doing the picnicking with us there, and we went out yard sailing there. She likes to go shopping. So other than that, not much else. I'm going to turn it back over to you. Sounds like a great net that you have going on here. KE8AZN, back to net.
All right, with the garage sales and that, and I know my wife likes to do those once in a while too, go out and check those out, but if we need to get rid of stuff, we don't need to buy any more things. So she wanted to do a garage sale again this year. She's got things set aside in the basement all ready to go. Never got time to do it so far, so she still might try to pull one off before the end of the year, but time's kind of running out for her. Next up on the list, KDA-PAZ, and then we'll do a station break. Go right ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KTA-YVF. This is KDA-PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. Good to hear everyone. Enjoyed the Friday night meeting there. I had a good time, even though I left early. Like I say, be my last until probably March, but I'll be there for the club breakfast anyway. But other than that, everything's going good. Had a nice breakfast there. There was five of us, so we enjoyed that. Now I'm sitting here putting a puzzle together that Mike gave me. It's Lord of the Rings, Heroes of Middle Earth. There's seven people in there, and then a bunch of green around them, so they got their weapons. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
All right, Manny, that sounds like a change of pace for you from all the scenery things and flowers and birds and all the things that you do for as far as your puzzle. So a little bit change of pace for you, it sounds like. This is KC8YVF, Ron, for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, we'll continue down the list. KD8MMH, Mike, stand by, N80UI. Hey, KC8YVF, this is KD8MMH. Well, good evening, Ron. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. Yeah, I had a good club meeting Friday night. Missed you there, Ron, but Mike, N8XPS, took over your duties as secretary. You did a good job there keeping notes for us. So, yeah, quite a good turnout, too. Surprising for a holiday weekend, the start of a holiday weekend, Friday night there. We had a good turnout for the club meeting and also a good turnout for the club breakfast. Other than that, my adventures for the holiday weekend were basically just friends in Freeland have a place over near Mount Pleasant, Coldwater Lake over there. Went over there yesterday for barbecue, grilling, and sitting by the campfire. Beautiful day for that, and enjoyed that. And then today, back here home, and got some yard work done, mowed the lawn. And with that rain that we got last week, it sure has been growing quite a bit compared with what it's been doing for the last couple months. So, because I just mowed it not that long ago, and it needed it again. So, other than that, I think this will be my only go-around too, Ron, so you can check me out after this one. I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. And one quick note, too. This coming Saturday, Midland is doing a VE testing session. So if anyone's interested in that, check online for information to register for that. KD8MMH, back to net control. Mike, I have one question for you. Do you have the notes from the Friday meeting, or does Mike still have those? I'll need to get those from him or whoever has the physical notes so I can get those into the newsletter and be able to get those up at some point. I do have those. Mike took the notes and he gave them to me at the end of the club meeting, so I've got them for you here. Copy that. I'll have to get those from you so I have those and can work on those for next month. Also, information for you, Mike might have to do it again because I will not be in town again next club meeting in October. I will be up in Traverse City. That is our annual guys golf weekend, so that's the weekend they pick. So we'll be Thursday night through Sunday. We'll be up in Traverse City, so I will get that information and like I said, get the newsletter out and try and get you this time with hopefully not as hectic as the last week was and get that. All right, next up on the list we have NADUI, standby NAKPR. Good evening, Tom.
This is NADUI. Good evening, everyone. Thanks, Ron, for doing that tonight. Let's see, where can I begin? I'm going to start from the beginning here. About a month ago, my wife's daughter, Erin, my stepdaughter had a severe stroke a month ago this morning, and she lived in Midland, and her husband called 911, got her to Midland Hospital. They took a scan of her head. Yep, sure enough, she had a stroke. They rushed over to my Michigan Health in the old St. Mary's over in Saginaw. Did surgery on her, puts six stents in her carotid artery on her right side of her head, and she had a brain bleed as a result of it. It's common to when they put a stent or a number of stents in the carotid, it could be a brain bleed. So she had a brain bleed, and she had lost all feeling on her left side. She couldn't talk. She can't lift her left side, her arm, or leg, and so she's been in. She was in ICU at St. Mary's for 2 weeks, and then now this is her second week going on, starting her third week now over at My Michigan Health in Elma for rehab. So she's making a lot of progress. She's eating kind of solid food right now. She can make certain words she can pronounce. It's going to be a long uphill struggle for her. She's 44 years old, and she has a husband and 10-year-old daughter, our granddaughter, Madison, and it's going to be tough. It's tough on a 10-year-old girl, but she's pulling through. We visit her almost every day over at Elma for about 5 or 6 hours. We stay with her and just visit with her, needs a lot of rest and rehab, but she's gonna make it. So, anyway, that's it for me on this go-around. I'll catch you all on the 73, and we'll talk again. Okay, this is Zenny EY.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Well, thank you, Tom, for the update on that, and hopefully she has a full recovery. Praying for that, at least. So, yeah, it would be really tough on a 10-year-old girl not to have her mama. I know what my granddaughter depends wholeheartedly on my daughter. So, yeah, even with dad, there's nothing to a young girl as their mom to get them through and to help them and things like that. So, hoping for a speedy recovery and a full recovery. So, all right, next up on the list, N8KPR, Bob, stand by, N8NTN. Good evening, Bob.
This is NAKPR. Good evening, Ron, and everybody else on the net. And so sorry to hear that, Tom. That's awful. My wife and I will do prayers for in your family. I just got back from a long weekend of camping. My usual place up there in Lupton, and I'm looking at the schedule here, and it looks like we can only make it up there like one more time. This weekend is Autofest. So I've got some people staying here who have cars in the show, and so it's kind of an annual thing. We have my brother-in-law has a car, and a couple of his friends have cars, and they leave them. My brother-in-law stays here. The other guys stay in the camper. They were going to park them in my yard this year, but I don't know what happened, but anyways, one of them's staying at Yogi Bear Park, and the other one's staying with him. Normally they have both their campers someplace, but maybe next year I'll be here. But we'll find out. You know, it's only like four days, I guess. They come in on Thursday and leave on Sunday, so or maybe get the trailers on Monday, however that works. But so that's my this weekend, and then what's next weekend? I might make it up north next weekend. I can't remember for sure. I know I got a fishing trip up to Alpena, Long Lake in Alpena, with like 10 guys, I think. We're renting the McMansion on a lake. It's not cheap, but the only place we normally go to Drummond Island, but the fishing's horrible up there. The Indians just fished it dry. You can't catch anything anymore. So we tried something else. We're going to try this Long Lake in Alpena, see how that goes. But that's about it for this round, Ron. I'll turn it back to you. And I'm glad you made it back safe, Ron. That's I'd like to hear a little more about your trip if you get a chance. But best neck control, NAKPR.
All right, Bob. Yeah, camping season is starting to wind down. But the good part when you do get to go camping, Should be less crowded. As Dave DW always said, after that, the kids are back in school, so it makes it a little easier to get campsites and to not have the, all the kids and that running around there as well. So good on that one. And I'll give you an update here when I get down to the end of the list. So next up on the list, N8MTN. Doug, go right ahead.
Well, we were down there at outlet mall anyway. There was a campground down there. And we went down there. Instead of the whole crew, it usually goes up in Marion or up in that neck of the woods. They came down this one this time, which for me was a lot shorter distance driving instead of going all the way up there. But we just came back, we got back this afternoon, so all is well so far. And everybody apparently made it home because I didn't have to go help anybody. And it ended in, back to that.
All right, Doug, yeah. Sometimes going south on these holidays, if you got a spot, is a whole lot better, especially traffic-wise, when you're going the opposite direction of that everybody else is. That makes for a better weekend and a better commute as well. This is Ron, KC8YVF, for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, I'll take a turn here. I left Wednesday out of town for a motorcycle trip down to Sharonville, Ohio, which is about 10 miles north of Cincinnati. When I left out of here on Wednesday morning, I left just before 9 o'clock, and it was like 99% humidity. I think it was like 84 degrees, something like that. Got en route. It turned out to be in Ohio. It was 98 degrees and about 85% humidity. Driving down, it was very hot ride. I haven't rode in that type of temperatures in quite some time, especially roughly 350 miles. So it took me a while. It took me 7 hours. By car, the trip is normally, Google says, it's about just about 5 hours. So it added a couple hours to the trip. I did one fuel stop and lunch break in one stop, and then I had to do two other stops. And the second stop, I was about 2 hours out of the hotel when I both my phone gave up and I kind of gave up. I had to get to a rest area, and I got there. Very nice rest area, all air conditioned, very nice. And my phone overheated and quit for the directions, so I had to go in and rest there. I stayed there about 20 minutes, laid the floor or the phone on a cold tile floor there underneath an air conditioning vent and let it cool off for 20 minutes, as well as me. So both of us needed a little time off the road. Traffic conditions weren't too bad going down on a weekday. Actually, it was pretty good. Ann Arbor was normally congested as usual, around Toledo, Perrysburg as well. Dayton was not too bad at all. I was quite surprised. I kind of cruised right through Dayton, and like I said, I was about 10 miles north of Cincinnati, so I didn't run into a whole lot of traffic there. The week that we were there, I got there on Wednesday. The event started on Thursday through Saturday. They had a variety of different things going on. I did manage to get another ride in with a group on Friday afternoon. Again, it was about 94 degrees. It was 80% humidity. We did about a four-hour ride that day, so it was a little tough again. The ride that I really wanted to do was on Saturday. It was a ride to Blue Look National Forest in Kentucky. So that was a ride down to there. Then they were doing a ride over to a special restaurant that was a farm-to-table type of restaurant, supposed to be quite unique. And then coming back, you were taking a ferry across the Ohio River. So I really wanted to do that ride. It was a chance of thunderstorms, but those kind of dissipated before that ride would have took place. And the temperature again was about 97. It was in the mid-80s in the humidity. And we were looking at somewhere between 6.5 to 7 hour ride time for that ride. But I elected not to, to stay around the hotel. It I'd really like to do that, but the thought of being out there for 7 hours in 95, 96 degree heat and that high of humidity for that long, especially when I wear all full gear, didn't seem to appeal to me quite as much at that point. So everything worked out well. We got some good times, met a lot of really nice people. My friend showed up from Illinois. And he got infatuated with a trike. He rides a trike, Honda Goldwing trike, had a 2010. Well, him and his wife got infatuated with a newer bike at the show, and he bought it. So he traded in his 2010, took all the gear and things out of that, transferred it to the 2023 motor trike, and that's what he rode home. So a bright blue Goldwing trike, so good for him. I'd really kind of like one. I'm not much into the trike, but there was one there that was absolutely gorgeous. I fell in love with that one myself until I asked them the price of it, and it was $50,000, so that kind of solved that problem real quick. My love affair with it lasted about 10 minutes. Until I found out the price, and it's kind of like, well, not happen. I don't even pay that for my cars, let alone for a motorcycle. I can only use about 6 months out of the year. So that dream ended quick. Sunday coming home, 66 degrees when I left, 30 degrees cooler. It was a beautiful ride home, very little traffic through Ohio. Most of the traffic was between Flint and Saginaw on the way coming home. Had no issues until I got to Saginaw, when some young gentleman decided to make a left-hand turn from the far right-hand lane and cut in front of me and several other people getting off 675 onto Davenport. So the only issue I had was back here in Saginaw again. So go figure. All right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. We're going to go back up to the top of the list here, and we have Mike. KF8EDQ, standby KE8AZN. Good evening again, Mike.
Yep, good evening again, Ron. Hope everyone's having a fantastic evening, and I hope everyone has a good week. Not much else to report, so I'll pass it back to Nat. 73KF8EDQ.
All right, Mike, thanks a lot. Have a good week. If you're heading back to work tomorrow like I am, it's a short week at work week at least, so that's a good thing. Greg, KE8AZN, you're up next. Stand by, Minnie.
All right, well, this is KE8AZN, and I would say I'm kind of thankful that you made it through all of that traffic issues there, and you got to look out for everyone else, because most likely they're not looking out for you, but my goodness. All right, so I'm going to wish everybody a fantastic evening otherwise, and 7-3, everybody. This is Kilo Echo 8 Alpha Zulu November. Back to next.
All right, Greg, thanks for checking in. Have a good week. Minnie, KD8PAZ, you're up next.
Well, good evening again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ, and Tom, keep your family in my prayers, and hopefully everything goes okay. I know what it's like to have somebody have a stroke, and hopefully she makes it. My sister-in-law didn't, but anyway, not much else going on. Talk to everybody next week. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie, thanks for checking in. And I know, yeah, for the strokes, timing is everything with those. The sooner you get in, as they call the golden hour, that you get into the hospital, the better chances you have of recovery. I have a friend that I grew up with in high school who has had 4 strokes, and at one point he was in a wheelchair and could barely talk, and I just talked to him. I talked to him on Facebook almost every day, and seen him a couple of years when we had our high school 50th class reunion, and he's basically recovered fully. He's up walking, talking, no issues to speak of. Him and I were both drummers in high school, and that's the only thing he said. I can't play drums anymore. I can't coordinate my 2 hands and my 2 feet like he used to do. So he said, other than that, I can basically do everything again. I just can't play my drums anymore. So that was a big thing for him as well. But like I said, having 4 of those in a fairly short period of time didn't look good, but good things have happened for him, that's for sure. This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, N8EUI, Tom, you're up next with Bob on deck. Go right ahead, Tom.
Okay, this is N8EUI. Okay, yeah, thank you, everybody. Thank you for your prayers and encouraging words. It's nice to hear that friends like you are, that you are to me, so I appreciate that. Let's see, yes, we had Madison, our granddaughter, over the weekend. We picked her up at her house Friday morning. We spent the weekend with her. She she's doing well, as best she can be. She's we keep her busy, and she's a good little girl. We took her to eat out Saturday night. We went to Mass, and then we went to Culver's for burger and fries. She likes the Culver's toasted cheese sandwich they have, and the kids' meal, you know, and the apple spear, apple slices, and the chocolate milk. She loves chocolate milk. And I made a few 3D printed gadgets for her, little gizzard, or wizards they call them, or widgets, and some action figures. She enjoys that. Let me break real quick. See what else we took her over to see Mama this afternoon. Her dad was already there, and the good thing with her dad is he works for the My Michigan works in the IT department over at My Michigan Hospital in Midland. So he works out of his house a lot. So he's able to bring his laptop to the hospital and stay with his wife Erin, and he works on and off all day. Still be with her, which is a plus. It works out well for him. But we took Madison to see Mama, and they're talking. And Erin, she can communicate with certain words, and she writes down things that she can't express herself. She can write it down, so she still has the ability to read and write. She just can't express herself very well. It's coming along. Rehab's got her doing standing up and pulling herself up and things, you know, stuff we take for granted. It's gonna be, like I said, it's gonna be an uphill struggle for her, but she's strong and she'll make it. Tomorrow's picture day for Madison, and Mama usually took care of all that and getting all ready. So what Grandma did is Grandma trimmed her hair over the weekend, trimmed her hair and got her all bathed. She's gonna bathe again tonight, her dad said, and she's gonna get a cute little outfit for picture day tomorrow. But it's sad because Erin is a fifth grade teacher in the Midland School District, and Erin was going to be Madison's teacher, and it didn't work out that good way because of the stroke. So Madison has a substitute, but all her friends at school, they always write cards for her mother.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
Teacher too. They write cards. Send them to Erin also, and some of her teacher friends that visit her in the hospital too. So she's got a large support system, and she's got a lot of people praying for her. So she's going to pull through. So she's going to take time. So anyway, that's it for me on this end. We had the rain the other night, a big rain, and then I had just put fertilizer on the evening before, and boy, my grass really grew big time. I had to cut it when we got back from rehab tonight from Elma. I just got to be able to trim the grass a little bit, cut around it. Now I've got to go to Elma again tomorrow for visit Erin. When we get back, I'll get in the lawn tractor and I'll finish the grass and get it all bagged up and take care of itself. Anyway, that's it for me in this end. Again, thanks everybody for the prayers and thoughtful words and encouragement. So I really appreciate that. And we'll talk again hopefully next Monday night. So in the meantime, this is NAEUI saying good night, 73.
All right, Tom. Thank you for the information and that. And yeah, we hope for a full recovery. Next up on the list, NAKPR and standby N8NTN. Good evening again, Bob.
Yeah, good evening, Ron. Yeah, best wishes, Tom. Hope everything goes well. Yeah, the we left for up north on Thursday when we had the tornado warning. I guess it was in Chestnut. And we were ready to take off round two, but the tornado warning came out around then. And so when they got lifted, you know, I was watching the radar and whatnot. And so we ended up leaving here about 2:30, 2:35, something like that. But, yeah, the downpours were horrendous. I think, oh, my God. I haven't seen that much rain come down in, you know, at one time in years. It was really impressive. But further north we went, better yet. And I ended up with, I checked it when I got home today. I got 1.28. What's that, right? 1.28. Yeah, I think 1.28 inches of rain. So, and the rain we had before that was over an inch, too. The last rainfall before that one. Anyways, I went out to my garden and looked, and like, you know how weeds are, you know, they lay dormant. Well, they're in full strength right now. I can't think what they call it in military terms, but anyways, there's a lot of weeds out there now. So I got to break out the rototiller. I guess we got a chance of rain Wednesday. So between, well, that leaves tomorrow, don't it? I keep thinking today's Sunday, but it's Monday. So at least tomorrow, I gotta get the road trail out tomorrow and see what I can do. Hopefully it's not too muddy. Hopefully it's dried out enough over the last couple of days. I walked out there just to see what kind of vegetables I gotta pick tomorrow, but I didn't sink into it, so I should be okay. But thanks for doing that, Ron. I'm glad your trip went well. I know you, if it was a little cooler, you would have went on that long ride. You know, you're doing things I always wanted to do, but I just never seemed to have the time to do it. And now it's too late, so. But it's good hearing other people having fun. That's why I like listening to those stories. But thanks for doing that. And 73s, everybody, have a great week. Back to Control, NAKPR.
All right, Bob. Yeah, actually, the 20th of this month, on Sunday, I'm doing another ride. I have a group that I've rode with for years. That a lot of them are based out of Detroit suburbs and that. And every year we try to get down, or at least I try to, I go down to Stockbridge, so straight down M52, past 94 is Stockbridge. They have a vintage motorcycle show every year. So the little town square, they park all the vintage bikes in the town square, and everybody that comes to it parks their bikes around the outside. So in some cases, there's, you know, been 100 vintage bikes there and 300 or 400 other bikes that people have rode in, and a lot of them ride their vintage bikes in. So there's a lot of old Harleys, old Hondas, old Suzukis, things from the 60s, 70s, 80s that people ride into this show. So we're meeting down there again. The show starts at 10 a.m. in the morning, ends about 4, but usually they start pulling the bikes out about 2 o'clock, 2:30, everybody starts to break up a little bit. So we're having lunch at the restaurant there in Hell at noon. I'll go there, get there about 10:30, so I got about an hour and a half or so to view the bikes before I head to lunch with the group. And then I'll head home right after that, take some of the back roads and head home again back into Saginaw. So missed it last year. It rained. Downpour again. We were there the year before, last couple of years. So it's only a 75-mile ride each direction, so it's a fairly short ride. But really nice to see some of the beautiful old bikes from the 30s, 40s, and that the people bring to the show. It's a really good event. And this has been going on for probably, about 20 years or so, I think. So really fun to do. Next up on the list, N8NTN, Bob, and then we'll be at there. Bob, Doug, we'll be at the end of the list here. Go right ahead, Doug.
Bob, good evening again. I was just checking the calendar. I think you said that your auction of the equipment was going to be the 19th or something like that. Because what I see is coming weekend is Detroit and Grand Rapids. Then Gaylord is the 26th and West Branch is the 19th. And I think your club one is the 19th. Am I correct? And it ends.
That is correct. Our club auction will be, it's usually been the third Saturday of September, so September 19th in a couple of weeks here will be the club auction out at the airport. Starts at noon, runs until everything's gone, usually about 1:30 or so. So that's what will be happening. I know it kind of coincides with some other things around the area. But normally we have not had anybody come down to our event during that week, and most of our people, if they did, haven't gone up to Ogama County for their event as well. But unfortunately, over the years, they've been at different times, but they kind of line up this year. But it is the 19th. Go right ahead, Doug.
All right, I just was making sure I had it down there. I don't think I can get from West Branch to back down here for noon, so maybe. We'll see how the things go. Yeah, we went camping. We were down by the outlet mall down there, first run. And it was a different campground, so considerably different than I'm used to. So. It was interesting, so we'll see. And it ends here. Back tonight.
Yeah, if you were near the outlet mall, Frankenmuth and that, yeah, the Yogi Bear and things like that, I guess it's down there. Yeah, that's a little bit different than heading north to the campsites up there. So the funny thing was I ran into a couple from Ohio, and we were talking. I said I was from Michigan, and he asked where in that. And he says, oh, my wife and I go up to Michigan camping up the West Branch. We go up all the time up to West Branch camping. So they drive from southern Ohio all the way to West Branch to go camping. But Ohio doesn't have, well, you can go east to go eastern Ohio. It gets a little more rustic than, because we've rode motorcycles in the eastern part. It's a lot more hilly and curvy roads in the eastern part than it is on the west. But that was kind of strange that they drive all the way to West Branch to go camping. Good for us, bad for them. I wouldn't want to have to travel that far with a trailer to go.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Do I have any other comments or rechecks for the net? Right, I have just one more comment. Earlier tonight, we were at my daughter's house for dinner for Labor Day, and my granddaughter asked me if I would make a flute mustache. And I'm thinking, what? So she said, I want a mustache for my flute. So I came home tonight, and I turned on the computer to look up the printing sites for 3D printers, and lo and behold, they make a mustache for a flute. So while we were running the net tonight, it was on the printer printing. I just pulled it off. So we'll get that to my daughter tomorrow, and she will have for school a snaps onto her flute, so she, when she plays, she has a mustache. So something to have when you're a 12-year-old girl in band. All right, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 10 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This net is now closed and returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. 73, everyone, have a good week. We've got a chance of some rain coming in on Wednesday. And we'll talk to you next week. This is KC8YVF, and I'm clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours.
Clear.
66 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours.
Clear.
66 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.